appreciate your advice. You would find me here at any time tomorrow. The house is within a short walk of the Wheels station. I believe that my late husband, Mortimer Maberly, was one of your early clients. Yours faithfully, Mary Maberly.
What do you think?
Yeah, he must have been a very early client.
I was referring to the good lady's request. Doesn't it strike you as curious?
Since you ask, quite frankly, no, not particularly. I describe it as fairly commonplace, myself.
Shh, there's someone on the stairs.
Good Lord!
Which are you two gents? Is Mr. Holmes?
I am Sherlock Holmes. Will you have the goodness to tell us your name?
Never you mind about me. I got a message for you, Mr. Holmes.
How the devil did you get into this house?
Easy. The old woman left the basement window open when she went out.
That constitutes an illegal entry. Holmes, should I fetch a police constable?
No, not just yet. Let us first hear this mysterious message.
The message is, you keep your nose out of other folks' business, Mr. Holmes. Just you leave folks to mind their own affairs. Got that?
Yes, the general drift seems pretty clear, though I'd be grateful if you could fill in a few details.
Grateful? You won't be so grateful if I have to trim you up a bit. Believe me, I've handled your kind before now, and they don't look so darn grateful when I get through with them. Take a look at my fist, Mr. Holmes. Take a real close look.
If you lay a finger on Mr. Holmes...
Fascinating. Notice the overdeveloped musculature, Watson. Well, I fancy you'll be liable to painful spasmodic cramps before very long, my friend. You can put the poker back in the hearth, old chap. Won't be necessary.
Very well. But I give you fair warning.
No, sir. I'm the one giving the warnings round here. I got a friend out of Haraway who's mighty interested in you, Mr. Holmes, and he don't intend to have no button in by you. Got that?
Certainly.
Because you ain't the law, and I ain't the law neither. And if you try anything on, I'll be right there, waiting for you. So don't you forget it.
I should be delighted. I've wanted to meet you for some time. Aren't you Steve Dixie, the Bruiser?
Well, yeah, that's my name, but how did you know?
Oh, I know a good many things, Dixie. I know that you began life in the back streets of Harlem, and by virtue of your skill as a prize fighter, you soon moved into more elevated circles.
Yeah, I've done pretty good for myself.
Unfortunately, you also became greedy and fell foul of the law. That was why you had to leave New York in a hurry and move to London, where you took up with some highly disreputable companion.
Now, listen, mister, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about the killing of young Perkins outside the Holborn Bar.
Huh?
Ah, what's the matter? You're not leaving already.
I don't want to hear no talk like that. I got nothing to do with that there, Perkins. I was training at the Bull Ring in Birmingham when that boy done got in trouble.
I suggest you tell that to the magistrates. The police are keeping an eye on you and Barney Stocktail, so if you know what's good for you...
I'm leaving. I'm getting out of here. And I hope there ain't no hard feeling about this little visit.
There will be, unless you tell me who sent you here.
Well, there's no secret about that. It was that same gentleman you just mentioned.
Stocktail, eh? And who put him up to it, I wonder?
I don't know nothing, sir. He just told me, Steve, you go see Mr. Holmes and tell him his life ain't worth a brass farthing if he goes out Haraway. That's the whole truth, so help me. And now I'm off.
Yeah, I'm glad you were not forced to use the poker, Watson.
Mm.
He's a harmless enough fellow. A great blustering baby. He's easily cowed.
But what's it all about? Who's Barney Stockdale?
He runs a gang of rogues and bully boys that I hope to clear up when I have the time. He makes their services available to anyone who needs some dirty work done and can pay for the privilege. What I want to know is who's behind the Stockdale gang on this particular occasion.
Mm. Why should they try to intimidate you?
Well, it's pretty clear that this is connected to the Harrow Weald affair.
Yes, I thought it might prove interesting.
I still don't understand.
Well, do I. But if it's worth someone's while to go to so much trouble,
yes, and that settles it. We must make our way to the Three Gables Harrow Weald as soon as possible.
Perhaps I should ring again. Or do you suppose Mrs. Maberly is out?
Oh, in her letter, she said she'd be at home all day.
All right. It's the parlourmaid sales, and I can't be in two places at once. What do you want?
We're here to see Mrs. Maberly. I believe she may be expecting us.
Oh, yes. What name shall I say?
My name's Holmes. This is my colleague, Dr. Watson.
Mm.
Well, I suppose you'd better come inside. I'll tell Mrs. Maberly you're here.
Mr. Holmes, how good of you to come all this way. But I felt sure you would not fail me. My husband had the highest opinion of you.
After a good many years since Mr. Mebberley called upon my services. My colleague remembers him well.